Charles Hirt, Globalist 7 finally admits China is bad, but not as bad as Trump. By Charles Hirt on June 16, 2021. Blundering Joe Biden and the old gang are back together again. For 50 years now, the globalists of old Europe have been getting it all wrong. And Mr. Biden has been there pretty much every step of the way. Only in Washington could a guy like Joe Biden, who has been wrong about everything, rise to the very top. In the land of the deaf, dumb and blind, the guy who can still taste ice cream is king. At this latest gathering of the Globalist Seven, world leaders basically just breathed a heavy sigh of relief that Donald Trump was no longer in their midst. He was not nice. And he did not like getting ripped off. Worst of all, he made no secret that his primary concern is the best interest of his own county, America. As the vulgar Mr. Trump likes to say, America first. It now appears the second greatest threat to the world, after Mr. Trump himself, is China. After all, the communist regime murders its own people, rounds up religious minorities and operates slave labor camps. Also, they unleashed a pandemic on the world that killed millions of innocent people. Not as bad as Mr. Trump, but pretty darn bad. The Globalist Seven got together and wrote a 25-page joint statement scolding China for its genocide of Muslims and slave labor camps. It sounds a lot worse when you say the words. But you have to remember that the slavery allows China to sell really inexpensive junk to the Globalist Seven countries, so there is at least a payoff. Talking tough, the statement meekly asked China to respect human rights and fundamental freedoms, especially in relation to Xinjiang and those rights, freedoms and a high degree of autonomy for Hong Kong. Wow, that will leave a mark. One of the stunning accomplishments of this latest Globalist Seven meeting was that they decided to actually name China in their big, tough statement. In other words, there were actually sitting members of the Globalist Seven Club who desperately did not want to name China in their big, bad statement against China. Talk about toothless. Mr. Biden did not even have to pack his dentures for this trip. Anyway, they are only serving him applesauce these days. And ice cream. One dutiful reporter covering the event observed, "The statement is unlikely to have any immediate practical effect." You think? The Italian Prime Minister summed up all tough talk about China best. "It's an autocracy that doesn't adhere to multilateral rules," he said. Obeying multilateral rules is not the problem here. After all, Germany and Italy were all about multilateral agreement with each other when they gassed 6 million Jews 75 years ago. The problem here is that China murders humans and runs slave labor camps, both of which are frowned upon in our American culture. So is seeking to export murder and slavery beyond its own borders, in Hong Kong, the South China Sea and beyond. And then there is that whole thing about killing 3 million innocent people around the globe over the past year and a half. After unleashing the deadly virus on the world, China lied about it, covered it up and refused to help find a cure. And the spineless cowards of the Globalist Seven went right along with the whole crime and let China get away with all of it. To this day, we don't even know if the deadly virus escaped from China accidentally, or was intentionally unleashed on the world by the Chinese military. Or, maybe it was an effort to kill their own elderly people and it got out of hand. Whatever, says Joe Biden. He is just glad to be back in the club. America is back at the table, he declared. He was later caught strolling down the beach, literally, arm in arm with the French president. "I think it's great to have a U.S. president part of the club and very willing to cooperate," French President Emmanuel Macron used about Mr. Biden. It was a line that caught the attention of former President Donald Trump. So much USA money has been given away to the club, as President Macron of France likes to call it, and to NATO, despite the fact that those countries have taken economic advantage of the United States for many years, until I came along, he said. Not fair to America, or the American taxpayer. All true. Also, Mr. Trump has always been a man willing to call China's name. Charles Hirt is opinion editor of The Washington Times.